the best way to live life is to dance it. And so if you're way down, then you don't dance so good.
English singer, songwriter, and painter Piers Ficini knows what he's saying when he talks about not being weighed down. Since he was a kid, he's been dancing from country to country and picking up influences everywhere he stopped. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Piers Ficini has had an interesting life. He was born in England to an English mother and an Italian father. Moved to France when he was 5, spent his young adult years knocking around London and Paris, painting and making music, and reemerged in the late 90s as half of the London-based poetry-slash-pop duo Charlie Marlowe. Piers has been traveling solo since 2001, and with his latest album, Two Grains of Sand, his stylistic explorations have taken him farther afield to New York, Brazil, and South Africa. You can hear the latest of these explorations on the song Home Away From Home. And when FUV's Claudia Marshall talked with Piers Ficini in Studio A, she asked him about the story behind that song.
I just really wanted to immerse myself in my own little world of playing lots of weird instruments and just kind of building up the songs and the arrangements. And so I wrote this song called A Home Away From Home. And after I wrote it, I realized that it had a very strong South African kind of Zulu guitar influence to it. 3 months later, I found myself in South Africa on tour. And so I took with me the files just in case I was going to end up meeting some musicians that I thought maybe I might want to record. Because I had this idea that what would be really cool would be to get a Zulu choir to record the backing singing. And it didn't happen. I didn't get a choir in the end, but I got something much better because I got this fantastic Zulu singer called Busi Mahlongo, who came with her nephew and niece, and they just came and just, she loved the song when I played it to her, and she said, I want to sing the backups to it. So it started off with this, because I've always loved Zulu music, and just by this coincidence, I ended up there, and the fact that she actually sung on it, for me, was like really the cherry on the cake. She's a dreamer, a universe inside. She's a sleeper, out on the ocean ride. She's a breaker, a million miles behind on the next boat. She'll make it there in time, and all she wants is a home away from home, and all she wants is a home away from home, and all she wants is a home away from home. He's a maker, mountain when he treads, he's a claimer for the new dawn ahead. He's a finder, the last port of call on the first ship before the anchor falls. And all he wants is a home away from home. And all.
So, is it somewhat of a surprise to find yourself at this juncture in your life with a successful musical career?
It's very surprising, yeah. It's very surprising. I sometimes have to kick myself because I really had no. Also, I was for a long time kind of chronically shy. So the idea of just like getting on stage and playing music in public was something that just was sort of abhorrent to me. So I kind of, that was another reason why I sort of, you know, painter is great because you can just, you're always by yourself. It's such a solitary existence. But then at one point I was slightly pushed into it by the person I formed the first band with, Charlie Marlowe, someone called Francesca Beard, who pretty much sort of kicked me in the backside and was just like, you're going on stage now, you know. And so I trembled like a leaf for the first couple of years, but I'm getting there slowly.
Your name is no name, your name no more. Your name is no name, your name no more. No mouth, no tongue, no spoken or sung. Your name is no name.
Piers Ficini, live with Your Name No More, from his new album, Two Grains of Sand. Letitia Sharif sang backup vocals, and thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.